Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Another 5 hour KM to AM on The Fan, 7 p.m. to midnight. We're going to take calls. We're going to talk sports. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time, man. 888-808-1019. Call the line. Let's have a fun time. I mean, I did this last night, but we have some new developments. And luckily here, the Mets do not play until, I don't know, 35 minutes from now. So let's take a break from the Mets mania. Let's take a break from the Miracle Mets, OMG. I need to talk to the Yankee universe. Like, I'm dead ass right now. If you're a Yankee fan, listen to me. Do you not understand what's happening? Do you not see what's going on? This is it. This is it. We got what we wanted. The number one seed, a bye. You do not want to play in that wild card round. The Astros are out. So for all of you that talked about, I want to see the Astros. I want to exercise those demons. Yeah, I want to go through the Houston Astros. They're not like that, and that's not available anymore. Shout out to Michael Kay and Todd Frazier bringing some Yankee energy to that broadcast. Those goofy-ass fans, like I told you, in their overalls and their space suits and their orange cowboy hats, they were quiet. They knew that they weren't ready for the young baby Tiger Cubs, led by A.J. Hinch. A.J. Hinch, who was the henchman, who was the manager, who started off their streak of going to the ALCS 7 times in a row. They will not be there this year. 888-808-1019. They let the Tigers get hot. These young guys, man, I'm so impressed with. The Yankees have to get younger, and I know they will. They're already in the process of it. Volpe, Wells, Cabrera, Heel, Rice, Dominguez. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have young guys coming up. And I see these young guys playing for the Tigers. And I just see where the game is going. I see how these guys run. I see how these guys play free. I see how these guys don't have the pressure of a contract or a big name. And ignorance is bliss. Maybe they just don't know the stage that they're on. They don't know that Houston is a house of horrors. They don't know that they're facing a team that has been to 7 straight American League championships. And they get it done. And I tip my cap to A.J. Hinch. He knows what he's doing. And now he's going to go face a first-year manager in Stephen Vogt. I think they've got a great chance to defeat the Guardians. I think they have a great chance to go to the American League championship. And maybe that's where the Yankees meet them. But if you don't see what's happening right now, I mean, the Kansas City Royals are up 2-1 against Baltimore. Baltimore went something like 14 scoreless innings at home. They're choking. Cedric Mullins drove in their only run with a home run. I mean, the Royals are some 7 outs away from packing up the Orioles. It's quiet. They're sitting on their hands in that ballpark. The New York Yankees went out and got Juan Soto. The New York Yankees won their division. The New York Yankees got another special season from Aaron Judge. In a year where we thought Gerrit Cole might not be available, Cole came back and looked good at the end here. And now we know that Gerrit Cole will be on the mound game 1. Gerrit Cole will take the ball 6:38 Saturday. See you there. And then Carlos Rodon will take the ball in game 2. And we'll talk about it. I'm kind of worried about the whole Rodon thing. I posted his quote today. He said, "I'm not here to pitch until the All-Star break." He said this last year. He said, "I'm here to pitch well into October and whenever this team needs me. If it's October 5th or it's the ALDS, I'm taking the ball. I want to pitch." Well, here it comes, Carlos Rodon. But I want the Yankees to win in 3 games or 4 games. Don't let it come down to Carlos Rodon in a game 5. They have everything they need to get there. The path has never been clearer. On paper, it's never been more in the Yankees' favor to get back to the World Series. If they can't do it this year, then what are we talking about? What are we doing? 888-808-1019. Call the line. We'll get to the Mets. We have all night to talk Mets. The Mets will play in 30 minutes. The Mets game, I don't think, you know, people will be really listening and calling in. I think all the Mets fans will be watching that game, and then we'll take some calls at the end of the night reacting to that game. It's been nonstop Mets mania. I need to talk to the Yankee fan tonight that wants to know about Luis Gil or Clark Schmidt in game 3 and what's the plan. I need to talk to the Yankee fan that's now starting to see, okay, the teams that we might have feared coming into this thing, fret not. The Astros are out. And the young Tigers team, I don't know how long it's going to last for these young guys. Right? Maybe they get knocked out by the Guardians if that's who we face in the American League Championship. I know the Yankees got to handle their business too. So be it. It is all lining up perfectly for the New York Yankees. And it's been 15 years. All the talk about Aaron Judge, right? Aaron Judge is a 211 postseason hitter. Oh, you can't put Aaron Judge as an all-time great until Aaron Judge does it in the postseason. Here it is, Captain. Here it is, Cap. Let's get it done. Home field advantage, the Bronx Zoo, you showing up there to yell and scream and will them to victory as the ghosts of Yankee Stadium are activated. It's coming, man. There's a chill in the air. It's time. It's the most wonderful time. 'Tis the postseason. I cannot wait as I'm watching the Astros fold. I cannot wait as I'm watching the Orioles choke. If it's going to be the American League Central, so be it. And the Yankees have no excuse to not get to the Fall Classic. 888-808-1019. All the talk about Juan Soto. I'm so thankful we have a Juan Soto on this team who's already got a World Series ring, who's already been there, done that. A guy that I don't think the stage is going to be too big for him at all. I think he's guaranteed to perform. I think he's guaranteed to hit. But what scares me is some of the other guys not hitting. A Jazz Chisholm, who we'll play some audio from Jazz Chisholm on Zoom today. He's talking the biggest game. He's talking the biggest game about, I can't wait till we get it done. And 28, he has been here the shortest amount of time, and he's got the most quotes about the World Series. He's got a hit. Volpe's got a hit. Austin Wells has got a hit. We'll see what happens with left field. I expect him to go Verdugo. I expect him to go with his postseason experience and the better defense and the fact that he's been here most of the year and Judge basically requested him to be here. I expect to see Verdugo get a crack at it. But again, let the kids play. It's a young man's game, as the Detroit Tigers are proving. Man, that team, I've been saying this on air, when the Yankees lost to them that weekend of the Little League Classic, it was the weekend of Fanatics Fest. I remember being in Fanatics Fest that Saturday when Rodon pitched. I don't think he made it four innings. And there were quotes from A.J. Hinch about wanting to see these young kids and, you know, getting 60 days of seeing what they have. They had like a 0.2% chance of making the postseason. They beat the Yankees and they rallied. And man, Tarek Skubal, just him alone, gives them a great chance to advance. And A.J. Hinch, how he uses that bullpen, I just look at the Tigers like they are exactly where the game is going in this pitch clock, pitch calm era, bigger bases, stolen bases. They have a young team that's not afraid of the moment, a young team that's showing up. Even when they scored the first run against the Astros today, the Astros rally to take the lead. They come right back. Good, man. This is what postseason baseball is supposed to be like. You can't predict it. The Astros, they've lost a lot of games in Minute Maid Park in recent memory. There's no trash cans or buzzers that can save them now. They're done. And in the top of the eighth here, a 2-1 game. Like, there's been what? Four runs scored in 2 days in Baltimore? If it's the Royals coming through, so be it. We're going to be ready for it. 888-808-1019. Now, as far as the Mets go, here comes game two, and I think the Mets get it done. But what do I know? Sean Manaea on the mound, and I feel like the Mets know that they have a huge opportunity here to win this game and have a couple days off before they face the Philadelphia Phillies, a familiar foe who they just faced this last month in their place and in Philly. I feel like the Brewers are going to be tight facing elimination. I know there's a Mets watch party plan for tomorrow. You don't want to watch that. You don't want to show up there and have the season on the line. You want to see these guys get it done tonight. And they're riding high, and I think that they're absolutely going to get it done tonight. But what do I know? Like I said, it's postseason baseball. It depends how Frankie Montas pitches. It depends if the bats show up. But I feel like they have momentum. I feel like the whole Jesse Winker, Willie Adames back and forth, that set the tone. I feel like they have the better manager, two rookie managers, and Pat Murphy and Carlos Mendoza. Mendoza clearly outmanaged him yesterday. I think that the Mets are in a good spot to just end their season. And the man from Milwaukee, David Stearns, going back to Milwaukee, maybe that's how the script is written. So 888-808-1019. In about an hour, Brendan Cuddy will join me to talk Yankees. And like I said, it's a Mets night as far as the Mets playing. But we got to take a break from the Mets mania. Like, I don't know how many Yankee calls I got yesterday where a couple people were like, I want to hear you talk Yankees. We get it with the Mets. It's not a 5:30 start. It's a 7:30 start. So Mets fans are going to watch that game until about 10:30, 11. And then in my last hour, I'm sure I'll take calls, win or lose, on what happened there. But we're another day closer to postseason baseball getting back to the Bronx where we didn't have it last year, where even in 2022, we barely had it. 2021, we didn't have it. 2020, we didn't have it. It's time to restore the feeling, and I'm seeing it clearly. For the Yankee fans that have been dying for a World Series, itching for one, it's right here. But they can't mess it up. They can't decide to throw Clay Holmes. You'll hear a quote from Matt Blake today about using Clay Holmes. They can't decide to throw Clay Holmes because they think he's a high-leverage guy and give up a game. They can't run into outs Gleyber Torres, Juan Soto, Jazz Chisholm. They can't be swinging for the fences and striking out. It's all right there. Like Aaron Boone says, it's all right in front of them. And if you're a Yankee fan, if you're a baseball fan, and you're seeing how this postseason bracket is shaking out, couldn't have asked for, in theory, a better path to the World Series. It's time. 888-808-1019. There's my 15-minute open. We've got a ton of calls already. So Yankee fans, call me up. Let's talk about the American League, this path to the World Series, what needs to happen, who needs to show up, what you're expecting from the starting rotation, the bullpen, this lineup. It's the most wonderful time. Tis the postseason. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this. Yeah, it's that time, folks. It is that time. Do or die, win or lose, win or go home. Facing elimination time, see what you're made of time. You got to love it. If you love baseball, you love this time of the year. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. I cannot wait until we get our time in the Bronx. There's no reason that the Yankees do not run through this American League and get to the Fall Classic. 888-808-1019. And I think the Mets have a really good chance tonight to end that series in two games and advance to face their in-division rival. I hope that we have the DS in Queens and the Bronx. Let's play this clip from Jazz Chisholm, man. I've been talking about this for weeks. I like Jazz. I like the energy he's brought. I like his athleticism. I like his style, all that, right? But he scares me with all of this consistent talk of World Series. Connor, let's play the clip from him today on Zoom meeting the media.
I'm super excited. I played in the postseason twice already, but I mean, now it's really like surreal, you know, to do it in Yankee Stadium. Especially, I haven't played any home games in the playoffs ever. So to do it right now, I'm super excited for Saturday. I think that feeds me, man. I feel like when I hear all the noise, the boos, the cheers, everything that's going on, I feel like it feeds me a little bit more to be greater, you know what I mean? I used to be in my backyard as a kid, like just dreaming of going to the playoffs and hitting in the bottom of the ninth with the crowd going crazy. Like, then I flip up that rock, like it's a pitch and I hit it and it's like a home run, you know what I mean? Like, that's what's been going through my head all my day, all my life. So I feel like this has been all my life been preparing myself for this type of moment and playing in Yankee Stadium in the playoffs and getting to the World Series and winning it.
As you touched on Judge and Soto, but what do you think it's going to be like to watch those guys in the postseason, you know, just having been around them for a half season?
I mean, it's not going to change anything in my eyes. I still believe that Judge is the most amazing hitter ever that I've ever watched personally and stand on deck and in the dugout and watch him hit every day. And even when he's going through it, you can see nothing's really changing. He's still going to keep on doing the same thing and keep on going. So I feel like those two are going to be like, the way I see it, at least in my head and what I've already pictured, it's going to be ridiculous. And can't wait until we go do this and take home our 28th championship for the Yankees.
Woo! I mean, yeah, that's the plan. That's the goal. Your thoughts become things. You got to talk the talk and then walk the walk. We're not in the backyard anymore. We're not playing for the Miami Marlins anymore. It's going to be a lot on you as the biggest trade deadline acquisition that the Yankees made this year. It's going to be a lot on Judge and Soto and the entire team in Yankees universe. We're almost there. To the phones we go. John and Masbeth on the Fan. What's up, John?
Keith, what's up, man? It's the most wonderful time of the year, baby.
Yes, sir.
Playoff baseball.
Yes, sir.
None like it. Yeah, so I wanted a question for you, right? We've seen the Rangers win it last year. They were a wild card team, right? And my question to you, which I'm going to answer first myself and then hang up and hear what your thought and opinion is if a wild card team this year was to win it.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Which team do you think is likely to win it and why? And I'll answer first, and I'll say the Padres. And reason is, to my eyes, the Padres are probably the most complete team in baseball. They have the starting pitching, and Michael King, like we saw yesterday, they mowed down the Braves lineup. They got Dylan Cease, Musgrove, who could do the same. They got the best bullpen in baseball. They got six relievers with an ERA of all under three. That's incredible. They got the stars in Tatis and Machado. They got the rookie of the year, Jackson Merrill. They got a batting champion, Luis Ariz. Don't forget about Xander Bogaerts and Jake Cronenworth.
Sure, I know their whole team. And they could definitely get it done.
And they got Profar, who, if there was a most improved player award, he'll be right in the conversation, you know? So that team is really, my eyes, hard to beat. They're very, very well-rounded. They're very complete. They're well-balanced. And, you know, I really would not be surprised if they go deep in the playoffs they end up in the World Series.
Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, anybody can. Anybody that's in can get there. The Detroit Tigers, they're good enough. They just beat the Astros. Now they're believing. They have a manager. They have a ace starting pitcher. They have guys that can hit. They have young talent. They just might be so ignorant to the situation that they're unfazed. They're playing free. They don't have big names. They have something to prove. These guys aren't going out there like, I am multi-million-dollar guy. No, they're going out there for the love of the game. The Mets have as good of a shot as anybody. I heard Sal say that today, and he's 100% correct. Look at how well they played over the stretch of, you know, June to the rest of the year. They have a good manager. They have guys that have pitched above what they were expected to in their rotation. They have a closer. They have a decent bullpen. They have an MVP candidate. So, yeah, I mean, if I had to pick three wild card teams to get it done, the Padres would be one. The Tigers would be another. And maybe the Mets. Adam's in Melville, New York. What's up, Adam? You're on the Fan.
Hey, you know what? With all this Mets talk, which I love because I'm a blue. Let's talk about Steve Cohen and the fact that he went for it with Scherzer and Verlander and then showed, you know, and I know he's worth a gazillion bucks, but hey, money's money. Then he dumped both of those guys, ate a tremendous amount of money. Acuna turns out to be an unbelievable pickup the last week of the season on games the Mets had to win. Lindor goes down. Acuna hits three home runs, got that prospect because he was willing to eat $40 million, brings in Stearns, who turns this thing around, has the courage to dump Showalter, and who I like, and bring in Mendy, who's obviously, you know, taking the team to another level. Plus, sends Beatty down, who's your number one pick, gives Vientos the playing time as the number two pick, and you know, I don't hear anybody talking about Steve.
No, I think they are. Steve was there in Atlanta, and thanks for the call, Adam. I'll give him his credit. If we got to sing the praises like also Sal did, bringing back King Cohen, like, I think we all see it. He learned from his mistakes. Steve Cohen learned that he can't just come in here and buy a championship. Last year, he said, hope is not a strategy. I'm not going to put a team out there that's going to embarrass us. 14% chance to make the postseason isn't good enough. He punted on that. And if you look at all of those moves, like Justin Verlander didn't even make the Astros wild card roster. That money that they were going to owe Justin Verlander if he pitched a certain amount of innings, he didn't make it. He didn't get there. Where was Max Scherzer all year? So you love it when a plan comes together. Offloading a lot of those contracts and that money is going to help the Mets in the future. And now you have David Stearns come in. You give credit to Steve Cohen as well for going to get David Stearns. Look at the success he's had in year one. I think we all see it. We see a guy that came in as the billionaire owner that thought he could just build a statue, change the jerseys, bring old timers day back, have some cool giveaways, and promise a championship in 5 years. And he learned in the first couple years, you can't just buy the players and win. You got to do it a certain type of way. And he made moves to put prospects in your farm system. One like Acuna that Adam just mentioned, you got to see this year. He looks like a player. He looks ready to go. But, you know, the biggest thing is that he didn't go out and just spend on players again. I think he obviously wanted Yamamoto. And then you do get the JD Martinez signing last minute. But I think this is a team where you have young talent, you have veterans, you have some other guys. Like I think Sean Manaea is the biggest signing of the offseason. But even like a Tyrone Taylor, unsung hero. But then trusting guys like David Peterson, who already were in your organization. Shoring guys up like Edwin Diaz while he was here, Brandon Nimmo while he was here. I think we all see the change in the Mets. And I've said this is the end of the LOL Mets. This is the Mets shedding their skin of being a laughing stock and turning into a perennial postseason contender with the richest owner in the sport, one of the most respected baseball minds at the helm, a good manager, and a leader like Francisco Lindor and a bunch of other good players as well. I completely see it. I think a lot of us see it, but I have no problem reiterating it. Steve Cohen has learned and adapted, and his team is back in the postseason, a game up with a chance to advance tonight. Let's go to Josh in Josh in Pagoda, New Jersey.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So I'm a first-time caller, diehard Yankees fan, going to the game with my dad this Saturday. And I just have two things I want to talk about. First up, what is your opinion on Marcus Stroman possibly being left off the ALDS roster? Because that doesn't just sit right with me, personally.
Well, you tell me why it doesn't sit right with you. What role would you expect Marcus Stroman to have in the postseason?
I would give Marcus Stroman the role that you would expect Nestor to get. Be that long relief guy out of the bullpen if Rodon has a shaky first couple of innings. Because Stroman has the stuff. Granted, he hasn't pitched well in the second half, and he never has in his career. But he's a veteran guy, has the experience of one playoff start under his belt with the Jays, I'm pretty sure. And I just like the electricity and the experience, and I just feel like he's too valuable to be left off.
Nah, I look at it more like this. He hasn't pitched well, and he lost his spot in the rotation. He's not going to get a start in the postseason. They did put him in the bullpen, but he's not going to be a weapon out of the bullpen. I think they're going to look for other options, and they have actual bullpen guys. Marcus Stroman is a starter. He's not going to get a start in the postseason. They don't look at him as a guy that they're going to use or have many situations to use. And I know he's a flashy guy, and he wears all the throwback Yankee stuff, and he's got the tattoos and all that other stuff. But it's like, at the end of the day, why would he be on the roster spot over someone that can come out of the bullpen and actually get you three outs? He hasn't been good. He hasn't had a good showing as of late in the last couple months.
Second thing, this is the one that concerned me the most, and I debated with my teammates for this for about an hour. When Boone met the media today, a question came up, and he had said that either Schmidt or Heel would be the Game 3 starter, and the fact that it's still up in the air kind of doesn't sit right with me. I feel like Heel is the guy to go to for Game 3. Schmidt has been a reliever and has innings in the postseason as a reliever, and Heel just brings that more swing and miss stuff, which, granted, may be good out of the pen. I just trust Heel more after the seasons he's had with more innings under his belt and the more swing and miss stuff against a scrappy team like the Orioles or Royals. They like to run. They like to slap hit.
Or we don't know. We don't know who we're facing yet. Thanks for the call, Josh. I'll say this, bro. Like, you don't have to call it today. The world doesn't need to know who your Game 3 starter is today. I like the fact that it's Heel or Schmidt. And they also said Schmidt can come out of the bullpen. We have options. Luis Heel is a rookie. Luis Heel struggled at some points. I don't know. Yeah, he has swing and miss stuff. He also has get rock stuff. I was at the ballpark last week, saw him give up homers. Like, I don't think that the Yankees have to do any solid to Luis Gil. I don't think they have to, like, reward him for the year that he had. Like, here you go, son. You're our game three starter. Let's see. If the Yankees go down two games and Luis Gil has that pressure on him as a rookie in his first start in the postseason, like, maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you want to go with a guy like Clark Schmidt who has pitched in the postseason, who's not a rookie. 888-808-1019. As we proceed, Bob in Middletown, New Jersey, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith?
Good.
Your show's great. I always enjoy it.
Thank you.
Doing okay. I agree with you completely about, if you remember, we saw Stroman last week. Every time the Orioles hit the ball, the Yankees players would pick up the ball and they would see the Orioles' faces on it. That's how hard they were hitting the ball.
Yeah, I was at that game. He gave up like 10 hits. The game was over the first inning. Not all his fault, but like, he got thrown into spot duty, obviously, with Nestor being scratched. When it comes down to it, you don't have the space on the roster for a guy to, you know, just be, no, I just, I don't, I wouldn't lose any sleep over Marcus Stroman not being on the postseason roster because I don't see a definitive position for him.
You've been watching your team the whole year. I mean, give your best effort against righties and lefties, you know, briefly. Tell us what kind of lineup you would put together because Glaber's been hitting the crap out of the ball lately. He's been doing great.
He's leading off.
And I wouldn't take him out of the leadoff spot. And one other question, real quick. I heard the 2 o'clock guys talking about the potential of using Cole as the number four. I don't know if you would agree with that, but I think I might wait for him in game number five if it wasn't in a deciding game number five. But let me know what you think about the lineups and how you would use the pitching staff if you were Boone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Keith. God bless.
Thanks for the call, Bob. I think in my open I said with Rodon going game two, you got to win the series in four because I don't feel comfortable with a game five do or die facing elimination. Everything for the whole season's on the line. And then that goes to Carlos Rodon, who has been shaky at times this year and last year when it's like, hey, man, stop the bleeding, or, hey, man, we can't afford to lose a game. Don't blow it. We've seen him blow it in the first, second innings. With Cole, he's obviously your game one starter, and we'll see how it shakes out with the schedule, how many days rest. We know from the past Cole is a guy that wants to pitch in the postseason. He didn't get that opportunity with the Astros against the Nationals, famously, in the World Series. But I think you go to Carlos Rodon game two because he's Carlos Rodon. He's a veteran. He actually had the most wins of his career this year. He had some really good starts. He had a few bad starts, but he's got a $162 million contract that says you take the ball. I read the quote. He said last year when he got hurt in spring training before he ever stepped on the mound in Yankee Stadium and he had the back issue, he said, I'm not here to pitch until the All-Star break. I'm here to pitch well into October, and whenever this team needs me, if it's October 5th or it's the ALDS, I'm taking the ball. I want to pitch. I hope he still has that mentality. I think he does. I think he's fired up for the opportunity. I think Yankee fans will obviously support him. I'm glad that, you know, here it comes. He'll be the Monday night starter. It'll be a little bit later. Hopefully the Yankees are up a game. But, yeah, I think if you go Cole and Rodon, you win those first games, sure, throw Heel out there game three. It depends. We'll see. And with the lineup, you know, the Yankees lineup, Gleyber Torres is going to lead off. And you know what? That's something I feel so good about with the Yankees this year. They did not lead the league in different lineups. They did have some consistency in the lineup, and that's going to carry on into the postseason. So Gleyber Torres started off as the leadoff hitter. He wasn't very good. Volpe went there. They had to figure some things out, but Gleyber reemerged. He's going to lead off. Soto's going to bat second. Judge going to bat third. Wells going to bat fourth. Stanton's going to bat fifth. Jazz will bat sixth. And then when you get down to the bottom of the order, Rizzo is out. So we'll see how they shake this out with Rice at first base, because I think it's going to be Rice getting the nod. And I don't know if you guys saw the practice video of Rice taking Gerrit Cole deep, hitting that ball into the bleachers. It's going to be Rice, but I wouldn't have him. I wouldn't have him bat after Jazz Chisholm. And also with Verdugo and Dominguez, you know, Verdugo and Dominguez, they're going to be the nine hitter. So maybe you bump Volpe up, but then it just depends how you want to go with the lefty righty, with Jazz being a lefty, with Rice being a lefty, Volpe, and then obviously with Dominguez being a switch hitter and Verdugo being a left-handed hitter. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to draw up the lineup in the bottom of the order, but those first six batters are going to go Torres, Soto, Judge, Wells, Stanton, Chisholm. And we'll see. When they take Stanton out, you know, and they maybe they put Judge at DH and Dominguez in center field and Verdugo in, that'll look a little different too. But it depends who we're facing. Like, are we about to face Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo? Or are we about to face Corbin Burnes and Zach Eflin? We don't know yet. We don't know. That's yet to be seen. But I think we've already seen, you know, the ideal postseason lineup for the Yankees. You just got to take Rizzo out of it because Rizzo is obviously hurt, and I do not expect a week after him breaking bones in his fingers for him to be out there with his glove hand, which sucks. It is what it is, but I don't expect him to be out there, you know, making scoops at first base. 888-808-1019. Mark in Orange, Connecticut, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, big fan.
Thanks for calling. What's up, man?
So I was at Game 6 in the 2009 World Series. I'm 40 years old. I've had two kids since then. And this is, it feels like it's been an eternity. And this is the first team since then that I actually feel like we have something here. You know, and I just feel like our players need to show up. And a component that we've really been missing are the fans. I just feel like ever since that new stadium has been built, you just don't hear that roar, that late 90s, early 2000s roar that you used to get out of the stadium. And I just feel like, you know, if our guys show up, it's going to help our guys show up if the fans show up and we get that Yankee magic back.
Yeah, I guarantee you this year with the combination of Soto and Judge and Gerrit Cole, like, it's going to be loud this year. And obviously with what I opened up with, like, are you guys seeing this? The Astros are out, so you don't even have to worry about facing the Astros. And now the Baltimore Orioles are down to their final out. Like, the two boogeymen, right, the Orioles who owned us this year and the Astros who have eliminated us all those other years, they're not there. So that gives the fans confidence. And, you know, I was at a dinner. I was at David Cohn's golf outing. Shout out to the Ed Lucas Foundation. I was listening to Sweeney Murdy and Tom Verducci talk about the 90s Yankees. And similar to, like, what you're saying, how, like, these guys got to go out there with confidence, and then the fans have the confidence and the fans back them. But they talked about how, you know, in those 90s teams into 2000s, you knew it was inevitable in Yankee Stadium. Teams were not leaving there with a win. You knew that they were going to come back even when they were down. You knew that the fans were going to will them to victory. And when they handed the ball to Mariano Rivera, it was lights out, enter Sandman, done. Like, we need to get back to that. Luke Weaver has a huge opportunity to go legend this October. We will get back to that because these young fans want their moment. These young fans, this 15-year drought, there are kids listening to my voice right now. They don't remember 2009, but they'll be in there for this run. And those kids are going to turn up. I saw how they turned up for a 5-game series against the Guardians, how they flooded the streets chanting, "We want Houston." Houston is out. Baltimore is potentially a pitch away right here. Yes, from being out. The Baltimore Orioles are out. The Kansas City Royals are moving on. That's who the New York Yankees will face on Saturday. It is all starting to materialize. I'm telling you, the Bronx will be turned up. It's time, man.
I love it. I love it. You know, and I just, funny, just one more thing. Funny thing my son says to me last week. He's 8.5 years old. He says, "Daddy, we've been waiting. We've been waiting for the Yankees to win forever." I'm like, "Kid, you don't even know what forever is."
His whole life. That's a long time for him. That's his whole existence.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Mark. 888-808. I started off saying I want to talk to the Yankees universe. The Mets are going to start. Though the game has started, but I'm waiting for ESPN to change the channel. But that's it, man. That's it. You do not want to play in the wild card round. That's why this whole season I was screaming when they stumbled in June, when it got close at times with the Orioles. I'm like, you got to win the division. And even this last week, I'm like, they have to have the bye. You do not want to end up hosting one of these hot wild card teams in a 3-game set where you lose the first two and you're done. If you lose the first two in a 5-game set, you can rip off the next three and survive. The Orioles don't survive it. The Astros don't survive it. We are going to face the American League Central, arguably the worst division in the American League. If you're a Yankee fan, you got to have this feeling in the pit of your stomach, like, This can be amazing. This can be glorious. This is our time. Call the fan, man. Taking your calls until I'm out of time. KM to AM returns right after this. Yeah! Let's go! Now, I know everybody wants to say, be careful what you wish for. But listen, it's not a wish. Like, once you get to the postseason, bring the smoke, whoever, whatever, whenever. We have home field advantage. The Yankees are the number one seed. We literally have the best fans and the best home field advantage. It's not going to look like it looked in Houston. It's not going to sound like it sounded in Camden Yards. And be careful what you wish for. I see people, because I'm celebrating the Royals online advancing. The Orioles have owned this team. I don't know how many shows I did after games watching that's a homer right there. Jackson Churio. The Mets game is underway. I won't give you the play-by-play, but the Mets go up one. Young Jackson Churio just hit a solo shot to tie it. And we've got a tie ball game 1-1 in Milwaukee. But back to the Yankees, right? If you are a Yankees fan, you have been personally victimized by those trash can banging Houston Astros. They're done. Goodbye. They're out. If you're a Yankees fan, you have watched this Orioles team be so overhyped over the last couple years. 91 wins this year, 101 wins last year. Oh, they got Corbin Burns. We didn't get Corbin Burns. Oh, they got Gunnar Henderson. Look at Gunnar Henderson compared to Volpe. Jackson Holliday and all that. They're out. They haven't won a damn game in the postseason these back-to-back years. So if you're a Yankee fan that was worried last week in the building when we're like, yo, the Orioles took the first two games from us. They play a better brand of baseball than us. They literally popped champagne and celebrated going to the postseason in Yankee Stadium. They're done. They're out. Don't got to worry about them. Don't got to worry about facing Corbin Burns. Yeah, sure, you have to worry about facing Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo again, but we just saw that postseason preview. They were just here a couple weeks ago. The Yankees took that series. I'm ready for that. 888-808-1019, and the Astros will not be in the American League Championship Series. This does not apply to baseball at all. But the one championship I won in my life, we still are the only championship since in my high school. When I was a senior playing quarterback at Ocean Township High School, we won the state championship. And the year going into my senior year, I spoke in front of the team because I saw the news that they realigned our conferences. Middletown South, where Noshawn Moreno played my same year, him and I were the same class, and we played an all-star game together. Shout out to Sean and his family. I used to be around him and Macaluso and Heaney and all those guys that won championships for Middletown South. When they moved them out of our group, I talked to the team and I'm like, we're winning the state championship this year. You know that, right? The boogeyman is gone. The team that has won back to back to back with the best players and coach, and they're not there anymore. People from the Shore area listening will understand. I'm like, yo, all we got to do is beat one or both of Long Branch and Wall and we'll be champions. We stumbled along the way. We entered the playoffs as a 7 seed. We still won the state championship because your thoughts become things. And it was in our mind that, hey, as long as we don't have to face the reigning champs that have won the last couple years, it's ours. The Yankees have to have it in their mind as they get a chance to kind of clear their mind and take a break this week and watch everybody else fail. The Astros, who have been their boogeyman, fail. The Orioles, who own them this year, fail. It has to be in their mind, listen, we can beat all of these teams in the American League Central. The American League Central is not cut like the American League East. You just heard Judge last week say, yeah, you know, the American League East is the best division in baseball. Well, you're the last team standing from that division. You have the most talented team. Go get it done. 888-808-1019. It's the most wonderful time. Billy's in Mattawan, New Jersey. What's up, Billy? You're on the fan.
Yo, Keith, what's going on?
Hanging out.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect timing because I'm calling you saying, let's go Yankees. The Astros lost. They're done. You've been saying for the past month you don't want to face them.
Don't have to worry about that. Don't even have
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would be right there with you all this time. You're saying we don't want to face them. If we do, all right,
Know what I thought for those Yankee fans that are like, oh, I did want to face them. I wanted to go through them. Well, you might have to go through A.J. Hinch. Might have to go through the manager of the Tigers.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Same.
Could you imagine if Kansas City wins the World Series and then Kansas City three-peats in the Super Bowl? What would you do if that were that?
Patrick Mahomes is a part owner of the Royals. We can't let that happen. We can't. The other night I was talking about how the Royals have been to two World Series since the Yankees and won one, and they just had their worst season in history, tied their worst season with 106 losses. Look at these guys. They're right back. You know, Salvador Perez is there. Bobby Witt Jr. scored the game-winning runs back-to-back nights. Let's see it, man. I'm ready for it, especially all the talk about Bobby Witt Jr. as MVP versus Judge. Here we go.
And what you were saying before with the a lot of kids listening, they don't remember 2009. I'm that kid. I was born in 2004.
Oh, man.
I need this.
This is it. This is it for you. This is it for you. This is the October where it happens for you, where you remember the run, where you can possibly go to the game, where you can tell your kids one day, it's been 15 years, bro.
Yeah. I'm 20. I don't remember nothing from them.
You're not even old enough to drink, Billy. I was about to say, see ya, Billy's. Thanks for the call, bro. You're not even old enough to drink. Born in 2004. Bruh, that's how I know I'm getting old. I was in college when the Yankees won the last World Series, and it feels like forever. It's time. It's time for baseball. It's time for the sports world. It's time for the New York Yankees and for this city to have a World Series again, just to at least host it. They got to get there. 888-808-1019, 1 hour down, 4 to go. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.